You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Sanjay Shah, a philanthropist and entrepreneur who founded Autism Rocks and also Solo Capital. Shah has combined his entrepreneurial spirit with his love for family and passion for music in order to fuel autism awareness and research on a large scale. By partnering with the music industry, Shah has personally raised awareness of the neurological disorder and has built an outlet to help fund autism research. Sanjay, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks very much. I'm looking forward to speaking with you today.
Yes, and I'm certainly looking forward to speaking with you as well. So for starters, Sanjay, how did you come up with the idea to start Solo Capital?
Well, I was unemployed. I'd been working in banking for nearly 20 years. And after the credit crunch in 2008, I got laid off of my job that I had with a large European bank in London. I then realized that there were no banks hiring at the time. So I decided to start my own business and hire similarly unemployed bankers. The idea was that the business model I had was very similar to a real estate agent. So me as the boss, I would pay the rent and pay for telephones and computers. And the guys who are working for me, they're more or less self-employed. So they would work their own hours, they would talk to their own clients, and whenever they made any commission, they would share that with me. That business is It started in 2009, about 7 years ago, and it's still running.
Outstanding, and congratulations. Is in order for your success and sustainability nearing the decade mark. Excellent. Now, what is the best piece of advice for starting your own brokerage firm that you can share with our listeners from your experience?
Well, I think this applies to anyone who's thinking of starting a new business. I would say that the most important thing is don't underestimate the amount of money you need to start. The other thing is don't assume that you can actually do all the work yourself. So I've seen businesses fail where they haven't adequately budgeted the running expenses for the business. You need to budget for an accountant, for example, or a secretary, or even an office cleaner. You can't run a business without proper budgeting. And what I've found is that if you have enough cash in your bank to keep you running for 2 years without making any profit or any income, then you're good to go. The other piece of the other advice I would give to anyone who's looking to start up is that you must make sure that yourself and your family are financially secure. So I wouldn't recommend to anybody to refinance their home, for example, to start a business. And then finally, I would say that don't take the business too emotionally. And if the business is failing, don't be afraid to shut down the business. What I've found is that people get too emotionally attached to businesses that they're running, and they'll continue running failing businesses until they're totally bankrupt. So I would say those are the three big things that I've learned.
And three very notable pieces of advice. Thanks for that. Now tell us about what motivated you to switch gears and create Autism Rocks.
Okay, well, that was very straightforward. I've got three kids, and my youngest, at the age of two, he was going to school, and the teachers complained that he had not very good behavior. And around the same time, he started getting digestive problems and also stopped talking. What we then did is we took him to the doctor, and we got referred to various specialists. They concluded that he had autism, and along with the autism, he had various food intolerances as well. So I thought to myself that if I can, I had been spending a lot of time on my business. I had created a successful business, that I could do the same and create an organization that can generate funding for autism research. So really, it was my son who inspired me to do that. And then I thought, as I got older, I thought to myself that it's nice to be known for doing some good on this planet.
Today we are joined by Sanjay Shah, a philanthropist and entrepreneur who founded Autism Rocks and Solo Capital here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. What is the most rewarding thing about being a philanthropist, Sanjay?
Well, apart from the obvious, where you can see money being raised and put to good causes, the other things that are really great are meeting people that I would have normally never met. So this goes for meeting royalty, meeting people from the government, and then the best of all was that I got to meet, and I still continue to meet, the biggest pop stars that I can think of. So people like Prince, Drake, Lenny Kravitz, and so on. So it's been very enjoyable all this time as well, so it doesn't feel like hard work at all.
I bet, and anytime you're involved with anything you're passionate about, it never does feel like work. Lastly, what should we look forward to in 2016 for Autism Rocks?
In 2016, we're planning a series of concerts. We're talking to a number of very famous musicians to perform at these fundraising events. We're also opening support centers for families who have autistic children, both in the UK and in Dubai as well. So these are going to be centres that parents can bring their children to after school or at the weekends to get additional sessions with our therapists on, for example, speech, music therapy, occupational therapy.
Well, Sanjay, it sounds like you have a great lineup planned for this year. Certainly do appreciate your getting us more informed about Autism Rocks and also the creation of Solo Capital and how well you've done for almost a decade. Certainly appreciate that. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information on Autism Rocks and also Solo Capital and how they can be in touch?
Yes, we're on the internet, and our website is www.autism.rocks. We're also on Twitter. Our handle is at Autism Rocks, and we're on Instagram as well at Autism Rocks. We don't have a Facebook page at the moment, but we're working on it.
Again, Sanjay, thanks so much for being with us here today. Keep up the fantastic work and all your endeavors, and look forward to another visit right here on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thank you very much for your time.
And the pleasure and honor is certainly ours. We have been speaking with Sanjay Shah, a philanthropist and entrepreneur who founded Autism Rocks and Solo Capital. Shah has personally raised awareness of the neurological disorder and has built an outlet to help fund autism research. And for more information, simply visit www.autism.rocks. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.